Chapter 21, From Abandonment to Hope. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. Isaiah 58, 9b through 12. Belinda's Redemption. People ask how anyone can have an abortion, especially a late-term abortion. Belinda asks in return, what would you have done in her situation? Everyone around Belinda abandoned her to any choice but this one. Others whom she thought cared about her, who found out later, judged and abandoned Belinda because of her abortion. It was the hardest decision she ever had to make, and she's regretted it more than any other decision she's made. She will have to wait a lifetime to meet her child in heaven. Belinda was struggling to pay rent because the woman she was living with demanded more than Belinda could pay, even though she had found employment. But she still had nowhere else to go at the time. Then a coworker invited Belinda to church, and the message was on the prodigal son. All she could do was sit there and cry because she knew the message was just for her. Belinda turned to God through the loving support of new friends, and he has forgiven her completely and given her another chance to follow him. Belinda was able to get into a good housing situation and begin to get on stable ground. They directed her to the Life Steps program through Life Network that provides instruction in child development, parenting, and raising a healthy child. Belinda wonders why she didn't know about them before her abortion. She could have had their support, but she had no clue about them. Through Life Steps, Belinda learned about Bridges of Hope, their program for healing abortion trauma. She went through their Bible study and was able to finally know that God does love her and does not hold her sins against her. Belinda was able to go through the grieving process over her loss with others as they encouraged each other in their journeys. The participants were encouraged to name their babies and had a memorial service to honor their lives. Belinda expresses that she still experiences sadness from time to time, but now she has hope and support for the future, and she can accept herself because God accepts her.